Wisconsin seems to be clipping along with its presidential recount. As of today, nearly three dozen counties have finished their recounts well before the December 12th deadline, and more expect to wrap up the process by the weekend, including Waukesha County. That's where WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped on Wednesday.
Susan Hitchler of Oconomowoc is closely watching election workers at the Waukesha County Courthouse to make sure they don't move too slowly. Hitchler is observing the recount process for the Waukesha County Republican Party and has the December 12th deadline in mind.
There's a time limit to get this finished, and there's definitely consequences if that doesn't happen. So is somebody slowing down the process? Is somebody talking too much and not working? Is somebody taking way too long to finish counting? We could have a problem there.
Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Novak says the recount was moving slowly at first, but then she rented a heavy-duty voting machine from a company in Nebraska. It arrived Monday. Now the counting in this tiny room seems to be humming along as workers load the ballots into the high-speed tabulator sitting at the front of the room.
And that's really something that's been invaluable to speeding up and keeping us not just on schedule, but we've really shot well past it.
Novak says voters cast nearly 250,000 votes in Waukesha County, and the new machine is able to count 5,000 votes per hour. So if workers continue counting from 9 a.m. until midnight each day, she expects to finish Waukesha County's recount by the weekend. And Novak adds there have been very few discrepancies so far. The recount has produced pretty much the same tabulation as the initial tally on election night.
It's just gone incredibly.
One person not surprised that counties are making good progress is Reed Magny of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
We know that the county clerks and the municipal clerks all take their jobs very seriously. It's not easy getting all of the work done in such a short period of time, but they're clerks. They know how to put their nose to the grindstone and get the work done.
Magny says he's confident all 72 counties will finish on time. He says the recount so far has shown the major party candidates increasing their totals by a few hundred votes, with Donald Trump still in the lead. The biggest discrepancy, Magny says, has been in Marinette County, where more than 300 absentee voters didn't use the correct writing utensils to cast their ballots. Some used a red marker rather than a pencil. The local election commission has discarded those votes. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.